Hello, this is Trinity. Welcome to my first mini-sode. So, sprinkled throughout my regular wizardry lessons, I'm going to have small educational niblets all about small pets that I'm going to be calling mini-sodes. Today we're going to talk about bunnies. Do you have a pet rabbit, or are you thinking about getting one? Want to have some more information on bunnies' nutritional health, either to help you decide whether you should get one, or just to help you take the best possible care of the bunny you already own? Or perhaps you just love learning, you don't own a bunny at all, you don't plan on getting a bunny, but like me, you are very passionate about animals and have your own completely separate reasons for learning about topics like this. Whatever the reason, this is a great place and internet space to get some knowledge. So let's get started. Rabbits are pretty unique pets. They range in size from less than a pound, little pygmy rabbits, all the way up to the largest known rabbit that I could find at 55 pounds. I believe it was a Flemish giant. There's actually a couple different breeds of giant rabbits, but the Flemish is most well known. But whatever their size, their nutritional needs are going to be pretty much the same, though their cage sizes are definitely going to differ. Keeping true to the theme of my podcast, these minisodes are going to focus on nutrition. So just as a disclaimer, if your goal is to learn about care beyond just food and nutrition, I would seek out advice from, you know, loving local or non-local domestic warreners out there who already have great guides on bunny care. Rabbits' bodies, they have been geared by evolution to absolutely flourish on what would be considered an extremely low nutrition diet. So one that is high fiber, low calorie, and very low energy compared to omnivores, and especially compared to carnivores. This includes grass, hay, and shoots mostly. And rabbits are much like most humans in that they are selective eaters. This essentially means that they choose foods that gratify the taste buds rather than what actually presents the best nutritional value, even amongst the low nutrition plant matter like grass. Because of this, you will really do your bunny a favor by avoiding muesli mixes, or what some may call foraging diets, as they can cause not only severe malnutrition, but dental problems too. I would like to add a reminder that malnutrition does not necessarily mean a animal that is wasted away and looking very underfed. Malnutrition also applies to obesity. Malnutrition simply means bad nutrition. And when you are overweight or underweight, it is definitely due to bad nutrition. So just keep that in mind. Imagine you get to eat from a Golden Corral or some other favorite local buffet chain every day. Your choices are going to vary greatly, from salads, greens, fruits and veggies, to mac and cheese, bacon, dumplings, cornbread, and then of course you'll have probably a whole table or two full of different kinds of desserts that all look very tempting. For the most part, you're going to choose the foods that tickle your taste buds, the ones that are entertainment for your mouth, as my partner likes to say. Your rabbit on a medley diet like a muesli mix is going to have a similar decision to make every day and will likely be eating sweets most of the time. And unfortunately, that means they're going to be avoiding the more fibrous, lower calorie, more nutritive bits. So if no muesli mixes, well then what? The next possible option would be extruded pellets. Unfortunately, those aren't necessarily the best option either. While they are going to provide the benefit of being uniform, I call them boring pellets, and therefore allow your bunny to receive a more balanced diet, pellets alone don't give enough variety to ensure your bunny won't lose interest in their food or potentially develop a deficiency in a micronutrient. Also, very importantly, it's very difficult to find a pellet that is low calorie because of the very way that extruded pellets must be made. This is just like what I talked about in lesson 6. Where I explained that extruded kibble requires starches in order to retain their structural integrity. And considering rabbits are built for spending 20 plus hours a day eating, it's going to be very easy for most rabbits to become obese on a diet of extruded pellets. Here's one way to look at it. a rabbit can obtain their full calorie requirements for the day in 20 minutes on an extruded pellet. For an animal that is designed to graze for at least several hours every day, this is not ideal. And if we only allow them to eat for such a short while each day in order to restrict their calories and prevent weight gain, then we are robbing our rabbits of an important part of their mental health, which is catering to their natural instinct to graze for most of the day, and making it that much harder for rabbits to keep their teeth nicely ground down too. So neither muesli mixes nor extruded pellets are ideal. So what is the best thing to feed a rabbit? Well, grass. Grass and hay are the best options for your rabbits. You could consider growing trays of fresh, untreated grass, grass that is free from pesticides and animal leavings of any sort, on your balcony or your backyard. However, this is not doable for everyone, understandably. So the next best thing is hay. You should always, always, always have fresh hay available for your rabbit. And don't worry, this will not make them fat. And that's going to conclude my mini-sode. I hope you learned something new today and had fun tuning in. I have some very important topics to go over in rabbit nutrition still, but you can find out more in my next mini-sode on rabbits, which will be titled Bunnies Part 2. In the meantime, thank you guys so much for listening as always. Please stay safe out there, and remember, feed those pets like you mean it, because nutrition is magic. Thank you!